Good evening and welcome to more new music on Jazz Unlimited. As I said last week, we're making up time and getting caught up from the 10-part Jazz History of St. Louis documentary. We're going to have new music the entire 3 hours today, and we will have, though, our keys and strings hour with pianos and guitars and things like that. So in the first hour, we're going to hear a new piano duet recording between Jackie Bayard and Tommy Flanagan. Ben Sidran's going to be singing and playing. Joey Calderazzo, Monty Alexander, Corey Christensen, Steve Kuhn, and Gerald Clayton. And on the later part of the show, we're going to hear Hagar's Song, a 5-part suite played by Jason Moran and Charles Lloyd. So all that will be coming your way on Jazz Unlimited following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. This is new music, and we're going to do it as a keys and strings hour. So we have pianos and guitars and a vocal in this hour. We have Ben Sidran doing a vocal, and we'll have pianist Joey Calderazzo and Gerald Clayton. Now we're going to start with a recording made at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco in 1992. Jackie Bayard and Tommy Flanagan on pianos, and it's called The Magic of Two on Resonance Records. Thank you. This is Jazz Unlimited and our show on new music. Also, it's our Keys and Strings Hour. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me. We heard duo pianos, Jackie Bayard and Tommy Flanagan, doing Scrapple from the Apple from a CD called The Magic of Two, live at Keystone Corner. That was in San Francisco, and it's on Resonance Records, and it was recorded in 1982. We've got Monty Alexander, guitarist Corey Christensen, pianist Steve Kuhn, and Gerald Clayton coming up. So please stay tuned. And in the second hour, we've got a alto player from Australia who is a Lee Konitz student. So we'll be hearing her. Now we've got one from Ben Sidran, who had been a commentator for quite a few years on NPR. He's also a songwriter and a piano player. He's on electric piano and vocal here with Will Bernard on guitar, Tim Lunsell bass, Leo Sidran on drums. That's his son. It's a 2012 recording called Don't Cry for No Hipster. And that's the title track from Ben Sidran's CD, and it's on the Nardis label.
Don't cry for no hipster. He knew what he signed up for. The look on the field, that run down appeal, the passing ship, the distant shore. No, don't cry for no hipster. He saw the writing on the wall. And it gives him hope. Just another slippery slope. A deeper truth he can't recall. And when young becomes old, cool turns to cold, and that's when we'll see if the truth set him free. Until then, don't cry for no hipster. He had his day, he had his night. Let's call it what it is. In a life like his, it's usually wrongs that make it right. Thank you. say I'm tired of being so hip. It's like waiting for a ship that don't never come in. But check out his grin, don't cry for him. No, don't cry for no hipster. He's got his hat, he's got his cane. And in a world so square, with disasters everywhere, if you can't laugh at life, you're through. But if you have to cry, if you have to cry, then make it tears of joy, because he's here and then he's gone, and gone is one thing he can do.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Keys and Strings Hour with new music here on Jazz Unlimited. Thanks for being with me tonight. We heard Ben Sidran's tune Don't Cry for No Hipster from the CD of the same name on the Nardis label. Ben Sidran is on electric piano and vocal with Will Bernard on guitar, Tim Lunsell bass, and Leo Sidran drums. And it's a 2012 recording. We have Keith Jarrett coming up in the second hour, and also Steve Kuhn and Gerald Clayton in this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear the Joey Calderazzo Trio live at Daily Jazz in Missoula, Montana. And this is a 2012 recording of Bill Evans' composition called Time Remembered. The CD is live on the Sunnyside label. Joey Calderazzo is heard on piano with Orlando LeFleming on bass and Donald Edwards on drums. And it is, again, a 2012 recording. New music for you on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. You're listening to the Keys and Strings Hour and New Music on Jazz Unlimited. Thanks for joining me. I'm Dennis Owsley. We heard Joey Calderazzo on piano, Rolando LaFleming on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums, recorded in 2012 on Joey's CD Live on Sunnyside. We've got Gerald Clayton and Steve Kuhn this hour, and a Australian saxophonist coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear a set of two, first from Monty Alexander. This is a kind of reuniting of the original Monty Alexander trio, Monty on piano, John Clayton on bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums. And it was recorded all over the world in 2011 and 2012. It's on a CD called Uplift 2 on Jazz Legacy Productions. And the tune is When the Saints Go Marching In. And then Corey Christensen, the guitarist who was here for a year or two during the early 2000s, I believe, from Lone Prairie on Origin, doing Sitting on Top of the World. Steve Alley and Zach Lapidus are on keyboards, Corey Christensen guitar, Jeremy Allen bass, Matt Jorgensen drums, and Michael Spiro on percussion.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is New Music on the Keys and Strings Hour of Jazz Unlimited. We heard the Monty Alexander Trio of Monty on piano, John Quayton bass, and Jeff Hamilton on drums, recorded in 2011 to 2012, someplace all over the world, with When the Saints Go Marching In on a CD called Uplift 2 on Jazz Legacy Productions. And then Corey Christensen did Sitting on the Top of the World from Lone Prairie on Origin. It's a 2013 recording. Steve Alley and Zach Lapidus on keyboards, Corey Christensen guitar, Jeremy Allen on bass, Matt Jorgensen on drums, and Michael Spiro on percussion. We've got an Australian alto player coming up in the second hour, so please stay tuned. Now, Steve Kuhn is going to do a tune called The Zoo from the Village Vanguard in 1986. It's the Vanguard date on Sunnyside. He's accompanied by Ron Carter on bass and Al Foster on drums. And then Gerald Clayton will do Casio Pothole from his Two Shades CD on Immarcy. Thank you.
Ooh.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that concludes the Keys and Strings Hour part of our new music show tonight on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Steve Kuhn doing the Zoo, recorded live at the Village Vanguard in 1986. It's a CD called The Vanguard Date on Sunnyside. Kuhn's on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Al Foster drums. And then Gerald Clayton did his tune Cassiotone Pothole from Two Shade on Amarcy, and that's a 2009 recording. Gerald is on piano, Joe Sanders bass, and Justin Brown on drums. Please stay tuned for the second hour and a young Australian alto saxophonist who's a Lee Konitz student following the station break.